There are lots of things that go into building a great product, especially in the WordPress ecosystem. And when it comes to an iconic brand like Gravity Forms, there is another layer that we have to think about. It's the overall brand experience and the way that we market the product to prospective users. My guest today is Travis Tots, and he's going to be sharing some of his insights and experiences as the creative director at Gravity Forms in how the team there actually approaches brand and the brand experience, as well as day-to-day marketing and getting ready for things like Black Friday sales. So join me. It's going to be great. You ready? Let's get into it. Welcome to Input. Well, Travis, thank you so much for joining me here today on Input. Maybe just go ahead and start by introducing yourself and telling our viewers and listeners what it is that you do here at Rocket Genius.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks for having me. I'm super excited to chat. I am the creative director, brand director at Rocket Genius. So what that means depends on the day, overseeing the brand, overseeing creative on the marketing side of the company is really where my expertise lies and how I spend my days.
That's awesome. So you are leading the ongoing brand work, all of the creative that people see when it comes to what gets put out. We've just actually recently gone through some pretty big projects internally and things that a lot of people will see as well if they go to gravityforms.com, which is the redesign of the Gravity Forms website.
Yep.
That's kind of a big deal.
Huge deal, yeah. I think the last redesign was in like 2014 or 2015. So it's been a while. I think ever since the inception of Gravity Forms, we've seen an evolution of that brand, and we've seen a lot of changing and evolving of what that mark as well as the design elements were, and when we thought about where we wanted to take the brand, we really thought about what it was in the past. So, for us, a lot of that kind of was concept of the same product, but with an updated look and feel, kind of familiar, modern, reliable and helpful brand that we were, and we wanted to take it to the next level. And that's really what you see, at least in gravityforms.com now, and where you're starting to see that spread into the product UI and the product design look and feel, as well as where you may see Gravity Forms in the wild, whether that's events in hopefully in the near future, as well as advertising and ads that you may see in the wild. So yeah.
That's interesting. When we talk about brand, there's some schools of thought around it that brand is how a company makes you feel, and visual identity is sort of the output or the visual representation of that brand message. One of the things that you said to me or said just now that I caught was that it's something this time around that is quite strategically something that's been intentionally done to focus on having a consistent visual identity across a wide variety of mediums. That's kind of a big chunk of work. Can you tell me like how that early inception process went and what it was like in those early meetings?
When I joined Rocket Genius, it was kind of at the point of that discussion, right? And that's really where my background is in design and branding. And a lot of that was, how do we think about Gravity Forms as a product and a brand? The reality was, when I joined, we did not really have a mission, a vision, a purpose, team values, things like that. They were there, but they were never written down. They were never stated. They were never they were conceptualized, but not realized. And my goal was to realize them. And of course, taking what I heard and how I surveyed the entire company about where they saw the brand and how they perceive the brand, as well as thinking about and listening to our customers, how they listened or how they perceived our brand. And taking all of that and thinking about it holistically and thinking about where we wanted to take that new look and feel. We started with some wild ideas, to be honest. We started with massive redesigns of Gravity Forms from a logo mark standpoint and a brand standpoint, a UI standpoint, of course, from a marketing standpoint as well. And what we really realized in that process is there's something so friendly and familiar with where we were from a mark standpoint, that we did not want to try to tear it all down. We really wanted to create something that held our personality, right? Being down to earth and helpful and friendly and collaborative and authentic. We've been in the WordPress industry for over a decade, And it has been a wild ride. And we wanted to build on top of that versus tearing it all down. You know, so a lot of those initial meetings were, you know, how do we take where we were and build on top of it? That great foundation of what Gravity Forms is and has been, and really, really take it to feeling more fresh and modern, if you will.
So going a little bit back to the basics almost, it's interesting, right? You sort of have that nostalgic pioneering side of Gravity Forms. Gravity Forms is almost as old as WordPress is, or at least in terms of the lore of WordPress. It's one of those brands that has sort of transcended or broken away from the noise of all of these other little plugin brands that exist. And that's not a knock on little product brands. It's just the realization that Rocket Genius and Gravity Forms just happen to be probably in the right place at the right time with the right product feature set in order to capture a lot of market. But there's an energy to that. There's an excitement around that that I think the brand has started to recapture. I'm curious, you know, like how do you as an individual actually get to a place where you get to make those kinds of decisions and be involved in that conversation? Can you tell me a little bit about your background? Like, how did you get into design? What did that look like? And yeah.
Great question. Yeah. I mean, I went to school for design, so it's always been a passion of mine. I remember sitting with one of my good friends in high school and playing with Photoshop and just thinking about these like amazing tools that were in front of us and were evolving. You know, I mean, when Photoshop was first released, it was this crazy piece of software that looked so confusing to my eyes, right? I was not really, I mean, you remember this is like early 2000s, late, you know, 90s that I started to get into this computer design world and really play with software. And it was wild, right? I had never experienced anything like this. I really enjoyed art. I was an artist. I considered myself an artist through middle school and high school and really did a lot of that. But design was so unique. It was new. It was exciting. So I really just loved the idea of trying to explore that and did it in college. And that's what my degree was in graphic design at the time. And I remember, you know, a lot of the classes were like Flash, you know, and how to build a website was a Flash class and learning ActionScript and things like that. And of course, I talk about Flash, you know, the fair amount of people that may be listening to this, they're like, what's Flash? You know, it's funny, the growth of an industry, even over what feels like I consider myself still young, but feels like a short amount of time, but it has really been, you know, a couple decades. But that was just my background. And I was really excited about how to really dig into design and how to learn more about it. And of course, with design comes brand and marketing. So I also received a marketing degree when I was going through school and played that role well. I mean, I really liked the design aspect of it, but also wanted to understand, you know, advertising and marketing. So for me, it was two sides of the same coin, really. And exploring that in my education really brought me to the next step, which was working in an agency, being a designer. Even before I graduated was really where I started. I was able to get a job early and start flexing those creative muscles and digging into design and software further. And then it just kept going. And I remember I had randomly moved to Hawaii many years ago and ended up being a couple people that were at the inception of the theme industry. And they had built a business on theming, organic themes. David Morgan and Jeff Malone had built a super successful business around theming. And I was like, how do you do this? And I remember meeting with them and chatting with them. And that was really my first step into the WordPress industry. They were kind of OGs in the theme space, really. And they
and they're great guys.
Yeah, I love those guys. And they kind of brought me under their wing a little bit and showed me the ropes. And I started to learn more about theme development at that point, and then became, funny enough, a support person for them back in the day. And that was my first step. It was having the background of design and brand and marketing, but also wanting to learn about the technology. And that just kept going and growing from there. I was able to kind of, you know, work in different areas of WordPress, if you will. So from agency and now to product. And it's been a fun, wild ride, but that's my background. So it's just such a funny story, but a fun ride.
It's a small world. I mean, I think one of my first conversations just after I had joined Envato was with the guys at Organic Themes and hanging out at an event and just hearing their story and kind of a little bit about their business. So that's neat. A little shared experience there. I mean, I love that about WordPress, right? It's small and it does not take much to get out. You know, if you're willing to put yourself out there and go to an event, there's a very good chance you'll meet somebody that's actually done something pretty amazing in the space or who is a pioneer or, you know, somebody of influence, if you will, within the space. Graviforms is, as we've been saying, sort of one of these iconic brands or iconic products within the WordPress ecosystem. And design is a big part of that story. So we've got this redesigned website. We've got a product design direction that's aligned around that, as well as all of our other collateral that's happening. You also mentioned that you have a marketing background and you have a marketing degree. And coincidentally, not only are you in the design space, you're in the marketing space as well at Gravity Forms. So one of the questions that I have is, how does one approach marketing for a brand that already has such a great recognition and good position, brand position within the ecosystem? How do you approach marketing a product like that?
Yeah, it's a super good question. I mean, Gravity Forms, as you've said, is iconic. It's a brand so many people know and so many people love within the WordPress industry. And my goal when I joined the team was to simply evolve it, you know, take it to a place where it wasn't about completely tearing it down, like I said before, but it was about how to change it in a way that, you know, made it even better than it was before. And that's really how we thought about the brand refresh that you all see now on gravityforms.com. But, you know, marketing is interesting. I mean, I think of branding and marketing as a common ground. I mean, they're, you know, we can't acknowledge or deny one without the other, really. I mean, for me, branding is absolutely critical to any business based on the overall impact that it makes on the company. Branding can change how people perceive a product. It can drive new business. It can increase brand value and recognition. But it can also do the complete opposite of that if done wrong, right? And my goal was to simply do it, right? Because we had a brand and it was well received, of course, within the WordPress industry, but also had kind of stagnated a little bit, you know, and that's the reality of being around for so long, right? Gravity Forms, as being kind of an OG in the WordPress space, has been there consistently, really since close to the beginning. So, you know, we wanted to step into a space and really be able to do it, really be able to have a brand. And I think, you know, for me, it's ever evolving. It spans all of the areas of expertise of our business. It's of course from the management standpoint, it's from the marketing standpoint and the practices that we do as a marketing team. It's our customer service team, right? They're so core to our brand, right? And maybe they don't know it, but they are, right? Who we are as an organization is how our customers interface with us. And they're really that front line for us. It's about, you know, social responsibility. How do we give back? What do we give into as an organization? Do we donate to things and causes, things like that? Those are part of our reputation and part of our brand. And all of these elements, like I said, combined really create our unique brand. And I think that's who Gravity Forms is. And when I started, it was about gathering all that information, right? I had known Gravity Forms for so long, being a longtime user and friends, of course, with the owners and being aware of them for so long. But it was about understanding it all from not just their perspective, but everyone else's as well. And from a marketing standpoint, the most effective way to really engage our customers was via our brand and via marketing. You know, marketing helps build and maintain that brand and that reputation. So yeah, it's been fun to really think about those things and think about how do we grow something that is already fantastic, right? Because so many people know it, into what you see today, which is of course something that we're taking next level, even in experiences like what we're doing and what you're doing with Input specifically, right? We as an organization want to continue to have this social responsibility, this giving back, this community-minded brand. And that's really what you and I certainly have talked about, but also what I think hopefully a lot of our customers and hopefully fans of Gravity Forms and Rocket Genius are seeing with these types of things, right? We're excited about all these things and how it extends our brand from the top down, and really think about how it is from a marketing standpoint that people get to know us. They hear about what we're doing. They hear about what we're working on and around, and they hear about what features Gravity Forms is working on and what they think and what we think is valuable moving forward. So it's been fun, man.
One of the things I think that people often forget is that there are humans behind products. And the interesting thing about Gravity Forms and the brand of Gravity Forms is if there's one thing I heard as I entered the WordPress ecosystem, it was just about how great the product was, but how great the people were. But for many, many years, I had no idea who the people actually were. I just kept hearing these stories about how great the people were and how great the team was. But if there was one thing that always was clear throughout that was the stability of the product, right? You always knew if you installed Gravity Forms on a site, it was going to work. Very rarely would it conflict with anything or break anything down. I mean, that's all part of that brand promise that you speak of. And so that continues to be a focus, but we want to take it to the next level and go into a bit more of being good stewards of the community that we have and being good stewards of the ecosystem that we're in. It's kind of interesting. What are some of the things we talked a little bit about input being one. What are some of the things that Gravity Forms is doing to find that balance between supporting those people who are already a great part of the community and the ecosystem and trying to help other people find Gravity Forms and discover what lots of other people already know?
Yeah, it's a super good question. I mean, I think there's various things that you may see from us in the marketing side of the company over the next couple of years that try to expand that. But, you know, thinking about how many technical users use Gravity Forms has been a focus of ours over the last year, right? We want to know what people are with their product, how they're extending it, how they're building on top of it. You really see that from a community standpoint of add-ons and add-on developers as well. I mean, we've got a core group of folks that we consider certified add-ons and certified developers that really have helped grow that aspect of our company and who we are, because they're able to build a business that is essentially building things that work on top of Gravity Forms because of the core of the product being so fantastic, right? They're able to do that reliably. But also, how do we serve those people that are existing customers, that are technical folks that do want to know more about how do we solve some crazy thing like setting up a local dev environment with Gravity Forms and utilizing different ways of doing that? Those are things that we had never really done. And we're on the verge of doing more of that in the near future, right? We want to be able to engage with folks and certainly developers, whether they're working at an agency or on their own, in ways that we haven't before. And really from a content standpoint and providing value from that standpoint, right? We've got a team of core product engineers and developers that are doing fantastic work on our product on a daily basis. And we're going to highlight them by giving them a stage to talk about what they're working on within Gravity Forms and the types of things that they're doing. And those are things, again, that we hadn't really been able to do before. But thinking about our brand and thinking about brand from a marketing standpoint, we are. We will be doing more of those things so that we're providing that knowledge and sharing that knowledge out into the world. So super great question. Yeah.
Marketing is an interesting piece of this. We've talked a lot about the brand and the brand experience. The marketing side that you've touched on a little bit there around helping more new people discover what Gravity Forms is up to, it leads me to a couple of questions just even around how Gravity Forms works. Like, you know, marketing is often a place where one of the major goals is new user acquisition, right? Like finding new people. And I'm going to throw some tough questions out at you now because I want to and I can. But one of the things that, you know, when you look at the overall ecosystem that sets Gravity Forms apart is we actually are not in .org. We are not available as a freemium system, or there's no free version of Gravity Forms within the WordPress ecosystem. So we almost have to work extra hard in terms of discoverability because we don't have that outlet. Can you talk to me a little bit about the dynamics that go on behind the scenes a little bit for people who maybe are new to how plugin companies work, but what are some of the conversations like that happen at the leadership level to negotiate that? Because I'm sure that there's probably a group of people or a school of thought around going freemium and then another school of thought around not going freemium. How do we as a team, or how does Gravity Forms as a team sort of decide on marketing strategy and pricing and what's going to be available and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, it's a good question and pretty loaded, I think, in the answer. But what I can tell you is the reality is Gravity Forms has always been a paid solution. For us, it was about building something and investing into something and really having a community of people invest into a platform like Gravity Forms. By knowing that it's a solution that you can rely on, you don't have to download a free version and not get support. Like, you don't have to worry about this free model of, well, we're going to go with a free product, but then you got to pay for support, or you got to pay for this other piece of the puzzle, or what have you, right? And different strategies work for different folks, right? And especially within the WordPress community. So it really is dependent on the organization and how they've built their brand and company. But for us, it was really about being consistent with that message front to back, right? We've got a paid product, people get support for it, they get to interface with the people that work on the product on a daily basis and work on supporting the product on a daily basis. We didn't want to give that away in some sort of different model. We wanted it to be consistent from inception, you know, and that was kind of a goal. There's of course been discussions about how and if we want to ever enter that world, but for now, it's not on the docket. And really, those are the reasons why. And we really do support. But yeah, I mean, it's always a debate. You know, there's always different levels of thinking on how to price a product, what's free and what's not free. And, you know, we've been consistent in our pricing as well. I mean, we've fluctuated very slightly over the last decade, but we see other foreign products with, you know, twice the price tag sometimes, you know. And for us, we wanted to be consistent. We want people to know that consistency is part of our brand as well. And that's not to say things couldn't fluctuate a little bit here and there down the road, or you may not see a new product invention and release down in the near future that does explore some of these things. But with Gravity Forms, it has, at least in my experience, and ever since I've started and been a part of this team, been a core piece of how we've built that brand, consistency.
The thing that I picked up out of that really, I think, highlights what you've just said. Like, it is, there's always going to be schools of thought. There's always going to be people on both sides of that coin, and that's fine. And it's good to have differing views and differing perspectives on that approach. But one thing you said that really stood out to me was, if we want to have our brand promise be true for everyone that uses the product, then there's got to be a price to that in order for us to deliver that same value. And one of the things that is part of the brand is that great customer support, that great customer experience. So I'm on board. I think it's fine. And I can say that as, you know, you being my boss, so that's fine. But it is. It's definitely something that I'm sure others have asked, especially others who are thinking about getting into the product space or trying to figure out how to price their products and do that, is what is it that you are trying to do? So I want to flip a little bit now and move into maybe a little bit more strategy, or thinking about how a new product person or a new plugin developer coming in might be able to learn a few things from what we've done at Gravity Forms. So we've talked a little bit about pricing and finding that fit. So the next question I have is, if you put your, okay, I'm thinking about other plugin developers hat on and giving them an opportunity to learn something from us, what do you think is something that, from a marketing point of view or a brand point of view, younger or fresh plugin developers should be thinking about right from the get-go when it comes to how they go out there and brand and begin to market their products?
Personally, I think that brand is something that sometimes is put on the back burner in relation to the actual offer of a product or the functionality of a product. And I think from my perspective, it's one and the same. They need to coexist, essentially. And branding being including essentially that product and as you've said, that brand promise, right? From my perspective, there is nothing more important than how your brand is perceived within the marketplace and area that you live and work in, right? It's critical. It's absolutely critical. And of course, that is the visual identity, but it is everything, as I've said before, from front to back. It is, you know, what you are putting out there in the world from a marketing standpoint. It's your support systems, it's your reputation, et cetera. And I think from my standpoint, just don't underthink it and don't overthink it. You want at least something that is a foundation that you can build upon, right? Whether that's visual, whether that's making sure that your reputation is key, et cetera. But I think, you know, that foundation is key. So if it's a brand that you can put together, I would think about your mission. What's your mission as an organization? You know, is your mission to, you know, create a product or a platform that empowers people to do X, Y, or Z? You know, what's the purpose of your product? And what are the values of that product and or the team that you work with? You know, I think for us, as I said before, a lot of that stuff was certainly out there. It was part of the organization. It just was never really written down. And that's okay. But as long as you know those core values and can speak them to others, I think that's super important. But nail down a mission, right? What do you want to do? What do you want to create? What's your mission in creating this product? And I think that in and of itself will allow you to create something that's successful and certainly serves an audience. And that's the other thing. I mean, from a technical standpoint, what are you offering folks? What is your product? Where does it create value for people? And make sure that that's part of what the brand is, right? You know, whatever problem you're trying to solve should be a part of what the brand says to the audience, your customers, as well as your team. Even if the team to start with is yourself and another person, or maybe even yourself. But what does that say to yourself? And I think that's important to think about. And as I said, you don't want to overthink it, especially if you're starting out, because creating a brand, you can get bogged down with overthinking everything front to back. But you also want to make sure that something is built from a foundation and can be built upon.
I think one of the things that you said there that really resonates with me is this idea of building towards something. So if you're starting out, maybe you're, you know, a one-person shop, or you've only got one or two or three people, so you're quite small. The amount of capacity you have to invest a ton of time in brand is probably minimal, right? In terms of what you can do. And there are competing priorities, right? Like, obviously, growth is a big deal. Getting users to use your product, users to buy your product are big things to be considering. But, you know, having a view to where you want your plugin to be or what you want your business to be about, I think is a really good thing to hold true, because that's going to help shape even some of the decision making that you do in terms of how you hire, how you build, how you market. There's all of a sudden those conversations revolve around that core mission that you have. So being clear about that, I think, is a really, really great piece of advice for people to take away.
Definitely.
Well, conscious of time, and we're sort of coming toward the end of this now, and I'm just curious, you know, like one of the things on the marketing side that's we do and is a lot of fun is the act of getting ready for a sale. And as this episode is going to air, it is literally a couple of weeks before Black Friday. So I can imagine you're up to your eyeballs in Black Friday stuff. But I'm just curious, maybe this is a last sort of topic for us to touch on, is, you know, how does a product team or a company like Gravity Forms take on promotional things like Black Friday or doing these types of events? Is there a strategy there? Is there something that we're hoping to get out of it? I'm just curious to hear your thoughts on it.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, historically, Gravity Forms itself as a product really runs a single annual sale, and that's during the Black Friday window. And that's historically the only time that you really have an opportunity to purchase Gravity Forms at a discount. It's just the way it's been. You know, for us, it was really thinking about giving those folks and giving our customers a time to purchase Gravity Forms, whether a new customer or not, at a discount once a year, so that they know that we're committed to them, and hopefully they're committed to us. And, you know, for us, it was just that consistency again. But so much goes into planning an event, like a sale in general, right? Whether that's Black Friday or something else, you know, for us, it's of course from a marketing standpoint, but really understanding that it leads itself into so many other areas of the organization, right? And everybody needs to be in the loop. Everybody needs to be aware. Of course, our support team who are working closely with our customers on the front line, you know, what are we offering these folks? How do they get access to other potential discounts from other products that work within our community space, so that everybody knows that we're committed. You know, from Gravity Form standpoint, of course, you know, here's a great discount for you as an organization. Maybe you need a license for your customer or a new project that you're handling or your new customer, but also for existing folks, here's a bunch of options for other discounts within our community space, you know, and offering everybody something was really our goal. And that was, you know, kind of even a couple years ago, really our goal with trying to figure out what other discounts we could offer folks that were outside, or maybe they already have a Gravity Forms license, but they're outside of our new customer base, right? So yeah, I mean, everybody needs to be in the loop. It's everything from, you know, marketing to product to support. And of course, so much of it is from a technical foundation, right? How do we build these landing pages? How do we build ads and videos and promotional materials? Everybody's in a loop. The brand's got to be figured out. The brand look and feel of all this stuff has to be consistent. And that's, you know, again, it's key, right? From front to back. And that's really how we've thought about branding for a sale like this and sales in general should be consistent, right? How does everything look and feel from front to back? And so that everybody knows where they're at and they trust the brand and they know that that's the product that they're getting.
Cool. On that note, I'll end it there. And I'll just say thank you, Travis. And thank you to Gravity Forms for giving you some time to hang out with me.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, James. Hope this has been a fun chat and hope everybody enjoys.
Well, it's very clear that brand and marketing play a really, really big role in how your product company is going to grow. My takeaway was when Travis was talking about having something that you're working toward. If you can't build a brand today, or if brand is not something that you have capacity for, maybe in the early days of your product company, that it's something to be thinking about working toward. And in all of the interactions that you're building or all of the marketing that you're doing, whatever phase your business is at, having a thing that you're working toward, having a brand experience that you're working toward, can be one way to ensure that your product is delivering on that promise that you set out to achieve on day one. But I'm curious to hear what you think. So please leave a comment. Let us know what you think. Also, don't forget to like and please consider subscribing. We'd love to have you along on the journey. Well, that's it for me today. Thank you. See you next time.